One of the great things about the Bank of England's quarterly inflation report is not only that we get to hear the banks thinking about inflation, but we get to hear again on the radio the voice of Nils Blythe. Nils was for many years our business guru on PM, and night after night he was here, a calm, steady voice during the credit crunch, the crash, the recession and all the rest of it. Sadly, a few years ago, Nils was snapped up by the Bank of England to become its Executive Director of Communications, a boon for the bank, but a loss to all of us and our 4 million listeners. But here's the good news. Four times a year, when the bank holds its news conference for the quarterly inflation report, we get to hear Nils's voice again as he directs events, introduces the governor and gets questions from the assembled journalists. And every quarter, we put together the edited highlights of the event. We cut everyone else out so that, for once, we can feast on Nils, Nils, and only Nils.
So good morning, everyone, and welcome to the bank's inflation report press conference. On my left is Paul Fisher, the bank's executive director for markets. On my far right is Spencer Dale, the bank's chief economist. Next to him is Charlie Bean, the bank's deputy governor for monetary policy. And next to me is the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney.
Thanks, Mark. I'd be very grateful if you could identify yourselves before asking a question. Please do wait for the microphone. As you can see, there are lots of you here, so in the interests of as many people as possible getting a question, keep yourselves to a single question and then hand the microphone back. Hugh.
Phil.
Ed.
Ed, we said a single question.
All.
As I said, can you keep it to a single question?
Yep.
We've got a lot of you to get round.
Larry.
Lady Hill.
Ben.
Chris.
David.
Elliot.
Gentlemen at the back.
Hugo.
Guy.
Tim.
Graham.
Gentlemen at the back.
Over there.
Lady Hill.
Adam.
Simon.
Pick one, Simon.
Gentlemen at the end.
Now, I'm afraid that we have run out of time, so on that note, I will thank you all very much indeed for coming along this morning.
The highlights of today's Bank of England quarterly inflation report. Did anything else happen? Our business editor, Robert Peston, is here. Did we miss anything?
Not a lot. There was this revolutionary thing that the governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, new chap, Canadian, very smooth, people think he's handsome. He launched this policy called Forward Guidance in August of last year, and this was linking changes in interest rates to the unemployment rate. Nothing like that had ever been done by the Bank of England in its long, many hundreds of years of history. And today he abandoned that.